This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the show, the live Saturday edition. Program with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Our number for you, if you want to take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever's on your mind, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Though a lot of people have been commenting on immigration, and we didn't even bring it up, although I did have a story about Trump's deal with Mexico, or I would say alleged deal with Mexico. The New York Times is calling it into question on the tariffs issue, where Trump had promised escalating tariffs if Mexico didn't do something about Central American migrants coming through their country. And the New York Times basically saying that, well, apparently the things that Mexico just, that Trump's saying they just agreed to, they'd already agreed to do in previous discussions over the last several months. So we can dig in deeper to that if we get the chance. But to your phone calls and thoughts.
Well, I just want to say that I brought in a story that was about the legalization or the illegalization of the sale of tobacco products in Beverly Hills, because yep. I think that freedom is important. But the bugbear of immigration always rears its head. And I think it's a psyop. I think that the government tries very hard to bring up these issues that really have nothing to do with our lives or little to do with our lives. Because
you live in New Hampshire, where it's not as obvious what they're doing as far as cracking down on people's freedom. Every now and then we do get a checkpoint up here, but
I'm not talking about the lack of freedom that the average immigrant has.
I'm talking about the lack of freedom that the average person here has. If you live in the South, you know, Mark, you were down there visiting in Texas. You went through the checkpoints.
Yes, they have checkpoints, roving and stationary checkpoints.
How about people who get their businesses raided by ICE or whoever it is, CBP or whoever's doing the raids?
Well, these are the
immigrant raids.
We have to break a few eggs to make a disgusting government omelet.
I'm just saying, don't act like this doesn't affect people's lives. It absolutely does. The police state is not getting smaller as
the vast majority of people who are advocating for more government restrictions in the area of immigration aren't going to deal with an immigration problem in most of their lives. They're advocating for a solution to a problem they don't face.
Well, right. The immigrants aren't the problem. The government is the problem. The government goons that are standing in the way of you getting your business done, going from point A to point B, stopping you at a checkpoint and demanding information from you, demanding that you pull over, demanding that you get out of the car, and then searching your vehicle.
That's the truth.
These things happen all the time. You don't get out? Well, I mean, they don't have a legal basis to do it, but they might just pull you out of the car and beat you to a pulp.
Well, I have actually refused to answer the question as to whether I was a citizen while going through a checkpoint in the United States. Not leaving the United States. It was a checkpoint inside the United States. And they held me there for quite a bit of time going against thousand years of English common law that says that you need to have reasonable, articulable suspicion to detain someone.
Yeah.
But, you know, these are law enforcement officers and we have to support them. Well, they're not enforcing any sort of, you know, real law. Yeah, the Supreme Court said something, and I think it was the Rodriguez decision back in the 80s, that he wasn't unreasonably detained. But they didn't claim how long an unreasonable detention is.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, some citizen simply has to stand up and say, excuse me, hey, excuse me, king, exactly how long can your men hold me until I am free? I know this is a free country and I should celebrate our rule of law, but exactly when may I go free, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds real free.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about how healthcare is getting messed up by the government, by the goonerment, that with their silly.
I don't know what you just said there, and I don't know if it may be my problem because I've been having there's some bugs on this computer recently. But you had some jitter there. Can you say that again?
Yeah, the healthcare industry is being messed up by metrics. The government throws metrics into the healthcare. Through Medicare, and then that's boils on down to the insurance companies. But what the metrics are.
By the way, before you go on, you know this because you actually work in a doctor's office as like the manager, basically.
Right. We have a doctor's office, and that's our business. So I get a lot of experience working with the goons, and I don't deal directly with them, but I deal with all of their paperwork, and that's pretty bad. But here's what happens in healthcare. They put these metrics out, and they say, well, X number of patients work respond this particular way to medicine, therefore you have to treat your patients this way, or they actually dock you on your Medicare payments. So if you don't respond, if you don't treat the patients the exact way that they think they should be treated, they will cut your reimbursement.
So doctors are no longer doctors anymore. They are simply follow orders given by the government.
Right. Mm. And we have patients who, for instance, blood pressure. They say your blood pressure has to be within this range. If it's not within that range, then you're not properly treating the patients. But some people, particularly older patients, they survive better with a very, very low or a very, very, yeah, very, very low blood pressure. They actually, if they get their blood pressure too high, they start passing out. Or actually, it's the other way around. If their blood pressure is too low, they start passing out. So what happens is they're in a better health when they have this ultra low blood pressure. But if they go into the hospital, go to the emergency ward, the first thing they do is they say, oh, your blood pressure is too low. So they give them blood pressure medication to bring their blood pressure up. Well, then they walk out the door and they fall over because they pass out, because they need to have not everybody responds exactly the same way is what I'm getting at. So, but
wait a minute. You're saying that human beings aren't all the same, that there are actually differences between our bodies?
Absolutely. And some people can function much better with a lower blood pressure. Some people function better with a higher blood pressure. And when you're like 85 years old, you just want to live day to day. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to have your blood pressure in a certain range if that's not what your body likes. If your body doesn't like that range, then just because the government says your blood pressure needs to be within that range doesn't mean that you should have it there. But this is just one example of how metrics are messing up the healthcare industry.
I've never heard this before, Gene. I'm really kind of impressed with this. I didn't realize that the government is putting out mandates on how doctors treat patients. And I'm sure there's going to be some homogeny in the way doctors treat patients. I mean, they go to the schools and they learn the treatments and they do these kind of things. But I'm stunned to note, and this is what single payer basically means. If you're, you know, basically you're in the business at this point, you're getting paid by the government and then a handful of insurance companies that are out there. So there, we almost have single payer at this moment. Socialized medicine's just around the corner. But you basically,
I can give you another.
You get this mandate on how you teach people, treat people.
And I can give you another quick example of how they're messing up healthcare. Somebody, mm-hmm. Say you've got a surgeon who is one of the best surgeons out there. He is top notch. He knows his field. He does these heart bypass operations, and he is the number one in the field. But he doesn't like to take on the standard cases. He wants the tough cases. So he takes the really, really tough ones, the guys that, you know, they have a very small chance of surviving. He will take those people and he will make miracles out of some of them, and some of them are going to die. But some of them would die anyway.
Right.
They would die anyway. But now he's docked. He gets docked because his fatality count is high. Well, his fatality count is high because he's taken on the cases that nobody else will touch.
Yep.
So what that does is it makes it so that when you're in that category, you can't find a heart doctor to touch you. So the government is basically saying, no, you get to die because we're making it so no heart doctor is going to touch you because he doesn't want his metrics to go down.
Illuminating.
So,
I'm really surprised. You know, you see on TV, like Doctor Strange, this Marvel movie that came out not too long ago, that's exactly what he did. He's like, I only want the hard cases, but I won't want them too hard. Anyway, he's sort of trying to thread the needle there. And, yeah, this is a real life situation.
Well,
I'm surprised.
If you want something messed up, just give it to the government. They're very efficient at
every single time. But we have to hold them in high esteem because, well, I don't know, patriotism.
Well, the previous caller doesn't think they'll mess up immigration. They're totally going to handle it.
Yeah, I have no esteem for them at all. After all these years of watching the results of what they do, I truly believe that we would be so much better off if they all just went away and stopped bothering us.
That'd be nice. Hey, thanks, Gene, for the call. Thanks for the inside scoop. As always, appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee-stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here on the radio waves. And that number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Brought to you by Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news, engage with the community on their forums, and more at Bitcoin.com. Their recent edition, their most recent edition, their new local.bitcoin.com, which I have been testing out this week. Didn't get a chance over the last couple of days because we were traveling in our trip to New York City there for the Talkers Convention, Mark. But the few days before that, it launched on Tuesday earlier this week. So it's brand new. It's a site that actually allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. And you can use a variety of different methods in order to do that. You could meet somebody in person and hand them physical cash and get Bitcoin Cash. You could do like a bank account deposit. You could send them like a gift card.
You said PayPal too.
PayPal's on there. Venmo. There's a bunch of these different options. Some of them higher risk. If you're the seller, like if you're selling using PayPal, you're taking a pretty big risk because you don't want somebody to scam you. There are risks involved in some of these methods, but something like a cash deposit is fairly low risk. Anyway, you want to, and of course, meeting somebody in person is also, somewhat low risk as long as, they're not a thug who puts a gun to your head or something like that.
Probably should meet them in a public place and you shouldn't be selling like 4 figures of Bitcoin. Yeah,
exactly. There are some sensible things that you should do to take steps to protect yourself.
This is specifically Bitcoin Cash, which is the sort of more usable version of Bitcoin as far as currency goes.
Sure, but if you're selling 4 figures worth of it, you should take some precautions, I would say. But regardless, it's a site that connects buyers and sellers together and allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. And you can do it over at local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. And I have been able to successfully purchase some Bitcoin Cash through PayPal. I haven't had anybody purchase any Bitcoin Cash from me yet. But again, the site's pretty new, and you should go check it out. Local.bitcoin.com. So we go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Kevin. He's in Mobile listening to WAVH. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? Enjoy the show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just pulled on and listened to you saying that Beverly Hills is outlawing the sale of tobacco or tobacco products there, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
But that's correct. And also the e-juice, nicotine, kind of any nicotine product, basically, is prohibited from sale in specific stores like grocery stores, convenience stores. But they're allowing the cigar shops to continue selling cigarettes and such, and also hotels. So there are some exemptions carved out, but for the most part, they're going to be sales are going to be banned in Beverly Hills.
I got you. I don't smoke, and I'm not an advocate of smoking, but mm-hmm. if somebody wants to do that, of course, that's their choice. But my question is, in that county, do you know, you may or not know, do they have dispensaries for, like, marijuana products or something like that? Or are they getting rid of one to promote the other or something like that for a tax-based purpose?
I haven't even thought about that.
It's a good question.
But there is probably a marijuana dispensary inside the city of Beverly Hills.
That's about 5 square miles, apparently. I looked it up earlier. It is pretty small, even smaller than our little Keene, New Hampshire here, which is apparently
and,
like
and
30 square.
And the question square. There could be, If they're doing that, if they're getting rid of one to the other, they're saying, okay, again, I don't promote drugs either right there. But I'm saying, are they saying, well, we're going to keep you more healthy by taking one away, and then the next, not a promoter of alcohol, but then are they going to say, well, we're going to ban the sales and go back to prohibition right there? It comes down to people.
Good
right
question.
There. I mean, you can't regulate morality and things like that, but it seems like these people get on their high and mighty, and I'm a pretty conservative guy, but it's like, if you want to smoke, you want to drink, you want to do drugs, something like that, they're going to find a way to do it some way, shape, or form.
They are.
But I think if all of this comes down to somebody there on the city council or mayoral candidate or something like that, it's based on taxes. It's dollars and cents. It's like they're going to get one or the other, one way or the other. So why don't you just, come clean and say, hey, it's based on this. It's not what we're worried about if you're going to get lung cancer or die from this.
Yeah, well, that doesn't look good, right? The politicians want to look like they're doing something
right.
That makes a difference. They want to look like they're helping people, and that's why all the quotes that, Mark, you had some of them that you shared in the – by the way, WABH is on a slight delay, so you're probably hearing this hour what we did a couple hours ago. But the quotes that you shared were like, we're so healthy. Our city is just the healthiest city, and this is the proof that we're the healthiest city. Yay! It's all just a bunch of back padding so the politicians can pander to people and get reelected. This may actually cut their tax revenue a little. little bit. If they were getting a piece, I don't know how it works in California. I don't know if the local city gets a chunk of the tobacco tax. If they don't, if all the tobacco taxes go to the state, then this won't be a tax revenue reduction, unless it's sales tax, in which case maybe they would get a piece of it.
You look at California politics, and they seem to always be in the red. It seems like they'd be trying to promote everything to get their tax base there. So again, not no promotion of it whatsoever, but I found that like almost like an oxymoron there. But I always enjoy the show. Y'all always have some great topics, and keep up the good work.
Kevin, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Here's one thing I'm curious about. Old age is a pretty expensive proposition. Mm-hmm. We see that all the time. Smokers tend not to make it there.
Not too far.
I wonder if smokers...
George Burns made it to 100.
What's that?
George Burns made it to 100.
Yeah, it depends on how... What you call a smoker. So
he's a cigar smoker.
Are generally not inhaled. They're just taken in sort
of
in the mouth.
Yeah, but his mouth didn't fall off from cancer.
That's not nearly as likely.
My grandfather died with emphysema, though.
Right. Well, yeah. And my grandmother and my father died from smoking cigarettes. Yeah. I just want to say smoking a cigar isn't always the same as smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
What I wonder if smokers are actually less costly to the healthcare system than people who make it to old age. I don't even know. I really don't have an answer for that.
No idea. Yeah. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to Kirby, listening in Indiana, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, I was talking to a 20-something at work the other night, and I was going to tell him about a gentleman named Wentworth Cheswell from New Market, New Hampshire. But to tell him about it, I had to ask him if he knew who Paul Revere was. The dude did not know who Paul Revere was.
Wow.
This is a cat with... a high school education, a gun permit, and a voter's registration.
That is one of the pretty basic questions that anybody who is like half asleep in history class probably should have picked that one up.
Well, yeah, I mean, his popular culture has a lot of Paul Revere references too. So, did he say? Do you know who Paul Revere is? No, I can't remember. Who's that? And then you say, you know, the British are coming. The British are coming. One if by land, two if by sea. That guy. Oh, yeah.
I went all into that, and that's what got him to remember, and it was still vague for him.
Okay.
You know, and it just seems to me that that's why we have so many Americans, especially the younger ones, who are A, stupid.
Well, hang on, Kirby, stand by. I want you to stand. Hold on, man. I want you to have a chance to get all what you say out here, so stand by.
Okay.
We're going to bring you back, okay? More with Kirby in Indiana. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty, and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States. The internal watchdog for the Homeland Security Department visited four facilities. They say inspectors found serious risks. In California, nooses were found in detainees' cells and also inadequate medical care. In New Jersey, there was spoiled food and moldy bread. Both of those locations had unusable toilets and mold in the bathrooms. The report says ICE has taken steps to correct the problems. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And by the way, thanks to Rafi, who is one of our newest, in fact, I think the newest, Free Talk Live amplifier. So we go through our list in chronological order. We start at the oldest end, and then we go up to the newest. So we finally made it to the newest end, and Rafi is a gold amplifier, which means he's given $10 a month to the AMP program, which helps us do things like go to New York City, which we just did over the last 24 or 48 hours, and go to the Talkers New Media. Actually, I think they just call it Talkers 2019. It used to be the New Media Seminar, but it's not New Media anymore.
No.
So it's just Talkers 2019, and that's where we were yesterday evening throughout the whole day yesterday. And so it's thanks to listeners like Rafi and the...
And I love your music.
And the about... It's R-A-P-H-I.
Oh.
And it's there's about 196 or so Free Talk Live amplifiers. We seem to kind of be leveling off at about that level. Would love to get more. I mean, would love to have more people supporting what we do and increasing the AMP budget so we can do more to market Free Talk Live and to get our show out there in front of more program directors across the United States and bring new listeners on board with the show in new markets. We're up to over 200 stations now. We can hit 300. It's possible, but it does take some money. It does take some time and some effort, and we appreciate listeners like Rafi and maybe you. If you want to go to amp.freetalklive.com, you get some cool perks as well. You can get access to the AMP chat rooms on the Discord forums. Or not Discord forums, but the Discord chat server. There's also the AMP Only Facebook group for those of you who are still on Facebook. I hear it's still pretty busy in there. Am I right, Mark? There's people still chatting in there?
Yeah, there's people talking on Facebook. Oh, are you mean our group specifically?
Yeah.
Yes.
AMP.
There's a lot
the
of
only
on
thing,
Facebook.
The only group worth using Facebook for.
That much is true.
So anyway, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with PayPal, you can use credit card as well, or Bitcoin BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You get the list of perks that you get there, and you get a list of the things that we're spending the money on as well. As we go back to Kirby, listening in Indiana. Kirby, you were talking about the government schools and the kind of people they're turning out, and you just barely began to make a point. So I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah, my point is that, people are so uneducated about the basics of what this country is and isn't that it makes it easy for people like your earlier caller, the young lady who was dead set against immigration. Mm-hmm. It makes it very easy for them to be led around by their noses like sheeple. They refuse to look outside the little box that they've been given, and they think the whole world revolves around that narrow, tunnel vision view that doesn't take in 99% of the world. They think that everything is about them, and I get what you're saying about borders because they think everything is about America. The reason I was talking to this cat
on
about
top of that, they're taking the words of these sort of demagogues, these people on the radio and television, these pundits or whatever you want to call these folks. And I was just at a convention with these people. There's nothing special about them. They're not particularly good at life. They don't know everything. I mean,
well, they think they do.
No, they don't. They're not particularly intelligent or articulate, but they know how to press those primal buttons. You know, that's like I was trying to tell this dude about Wentworth Cheswell because he's the black guy who rode north at the same time Revere rode west. He went and got the militia from up in northern New Hampshire and sent them to Boston. But most of us don't know this. I didn't know it till about 7 or 8 months ago. You know,
Me either. The
real history of this country is mind blowing if we ever got it. But they won't teach it because if they did, it would empower us to make proper decisions and kick these bums out.
Yeah, but the problem is you kick the bums out, and more bums just come right back in come into their place. I mean, they're
right,
all
as
bums.
As long as you leave a place for bums, bums come in.
you continue to kick the bums out.
How about we just lock the doors? You know, lock the doors, maybe make sure everybody's out, and then just burn the place down.
But see, Vicky, what you end up with is either total anarchy or...
Well, I like Gene the Christian Anarchist's point, that is, that we're already in total anarchy. What's the evidence that we aren't?
Well, I'm not going to say that we aren't in a state that's very close to total anarchy.
We have warlords who are ruling over us in a state of anarchy.
We absolutely do. It's almost like, I don't know if you've ever played a video game called Metal Gear Solid.
Yes, I have. Fine game.
Okay, it is almost like that. You know, I understand that we're involved in. We've got how many proxy wars going in the world today?
That's a good question.
Not to mention the proxy world wars that are going on right here in America in our inner cities. Because if people think that those aren't proxy wars, they probably need to leave the drugs alone because that is exactly what they are. And unfortunately, in my community, it's black folks killing black folks, complaining about how white folks treat them. Which is why I try to teach brothers about men like Wentworth Cheswell. You know, again, I'm surprised. I don't know if you guys knew about him or not.
No, I'm not. The article pulled up.
I was awful in history class.
I'm not going to be caught flat-footed
again. New Market, New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know, I actually saw that here.
We should know these things, but we don't.
Kirby, great call, as always. Really appreciate hearing from you. By the way, if you're a Metal Gear fan, I saw a headline recently that there's apparently a fan who's remaking the original Metal Gear Solid on, like, the PS4.
Graphics.
So, yeah, it'll be pretty
that
cool.
That would be fun.
Thanks, Kirby, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. According to Kotaku, it says that there's I guess this is some sort of a platform. I don't know what it is. It's called Dreams? for PS4. I don't follow gaming very closely these days, but I still do like it. He says, now we can add Metal Gear Solid Remake Project to the... I guess this isn't related to Dreams. Anyway, a Metal Gear Solid Remake Project isn't finished yet, but the first footage of it looks good. It's fan-made, being created by Bear Parker, who's the global...
How could they get away with that from an intellectual property
standpoint? I don't know. That's a good
question.
Maybe
it's this Dreams platform lets just fans make stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it is some sort of a platform. Anyway, he apparently is the guy behind he's one of the developers behind the popular Lego Star Wars and Avengers games. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
Sounds like it's going to be, but that's a classic there.
Yeah, for sure.
Metal Gear Solid.
We continue here with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Let's talk to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk. Enjoying the show.
Welcome.
I just wanted to touch on the cigarette thing. I heard you guys talking about cigarettes and how they're pretty much a guaranteed death sentence. And I was a smoker for 20 years. Smoked the Marlboro Reds, the Cowboy Killers. And I'm going to go ahead and endorse a product right now, not by specific name, but I switched from the cigarettes after 20 years to vaping.
Yep.
Which I know seems to be pretty uncool, and, you know, people make funny and all. But
I don't think it's uncool. I mean, really? Does that happen? People make fun of you for vaping?
Know,
is this
older,
high school?
Exactly, dude. I'm 40 years old, and I got a couple of neighbors around here that are in their 20s, and they're always poking fun at me because I'm vaping. And whatever, man. I could breathe again, dude.
Yeah.
My lungs are back. I could jog 3 miles and not be out of breath, guys.
That's amazing. Kudos to you. Now, just a question. Is it the, you don't have to say the name of the brand, but is it the nicotine salts style vaporizers?
It's not. It actually isn't, but I have heard good things about the salts one because as a transition from the cigarettes to actual vaping, it was a little bit of a rough, you know, transition because you don't get that actual feel as you do the same as a cigarette when you inhale without the salts that are added now. Now, with the nicotine salts, which are in the newer vapes and some of the more brand name vapes, that actually gives you a pull and an inhale and the actual feeling of inhaling a real cigarette.
That's what I understand.
So if you want to transition, I suggest, you know, probably going with the salt additive, but I'm not on the salt.
That's what helped one of our co-hosts, Chris Reitman, who was hosting the show over the last couple of nights. And I know you might have been calling about something else. If you want to hang on, John, we can bring him back. But there's so many people who've had these experiences switching to vaping. It has been a huge help for them, and yet the government seems to want to just crack down on them. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time here for you. If you want to join us now, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. At this time next week, Mark, we are going to be in the midst of ForkFest.
Is it that soon?
The decentralized libertarian camping event. Well, start packing. Because we're leaving on Thursday. We're going up for the very first day. Or at least, actually, you didn't say for sure you were going on Thursday. But I'm definitely going on Thursday. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. Hopefully you'll be there as well.
I'll be there. If I have the option of not showing up on Thursday, I might at least take Thursday to pack.
Okay. So hopefully everything will work out with the initial broadcast. Things are always a little tricky once you get everything set up, but we're pretty good at this. It's going to be in the campground, so the internet connections aren't always the greatest, but that's why we're recording the show. And so we will do interviews of the various different interesting folks that are there on the campground, and there will be a bunch of them, a bunch of liberty-minded folks.
And just do shows.
Hanging out, yep. We're going to be doing shows there every single day. So you'll get a taste of what it's like to be at ForkFest if you're listening to us. But if you can be there, you really ought to be, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's going to be bigger than the previous 2 years. We don't really know for sure, because ForkFest is decentralized. There's no organizer. There's no tickets. So therefore, there's no ticket sales numbers. So we can't really compare beyond just sort of eyeballing the campground. I mean, I could ask the campground to say, well, how many sites were sold, in 2017, 2018, and 2019? Maybe that could give us some sort of idea of growth, but... Nobody's in charge at ForkFest except for everybody, meaning that you are in charge of yourself, and so you decide what to do. Do you want to just come and hang out and camp with other liberty-minded folks, or do you want to create something for those people who are there to enjoy? Maybe you are a musician. You want to put on a musical performance. Maybe you got a speech to give. You want to do that? That's fine. There's actually the Alt Expo 10, I think, is where a lot of speeches are going to be going on during ForkFest. Our friends from AnyPay.Global are going to be bringing up a geodesic dome that they're going to be building there on a site, which is apparently fairly large, and they're going to be throwing basically dance parties or raves every single night to culminate in the Big Gay Dance Party, the return of the Big Gay Dance Party that hasn't happened up here for a number of years since it used to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now it's going to ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party. There's also Man Camp, where our co-host Jay Noon is going to be setting up for allowing people to do manly stuff, like metalworking, I think, is one of the things, some sort of...
Yeah, it's going to be forging and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and so other things. Oh, Silver Dave even announced a class on how to escape capture, so like lockpicking and other secrets that he learned when he was working for the military. So there's some interesting stuff that's going on here, and that's just scratching the surface of it. So if you want to learn more, you can get into the ForkFest chat room. You can also get onto the ForkFest forums, and these are, of course, unofficial. But you can link to them over on a ForkFest website, also unofficial. Go to ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. By the way, the dates are Thursday the 13th, so coming up this week through, I guess it ends Tuesday the 18th. You're supposed to check out that morning. So until, I guess you could say until the 18th. Thursday the 13th until Tuesday the 18th. We will look forward to seeing you there. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, John still on the line with us in Dover listening to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
How to escape capture. Don't you love the world we live in, gentlemen?
Yes, indeed.
That's awesome. Hey, listen, I just wanted to touch real quick on the young socialism movement we have going on here in the country. And as I look back as a bit of an older man now, not a kid so much anymore, I hope that these young folks are just, you know, not quite thinking straight, if you follow what I mean. I look back how I thought then as compared to how I think now. And it's like night and day, man.
Yeah, I like your phone connection is like night and day right now, too. It's kind of going in and out.
Sorry,
I'm not sure if it's you or if it's our board in Minneapolis or what. But, Mark, we had an interaction with some young people in New York City this week. We went to a comedy club. They had an improv, what was it, Improv Asylum, I think was what it was called. And there's
it was
one
great.
In Boston and one in New York City in Manhattan. And it was
Asylum
great.
Improv.
Yeah, they did a great, I think it was Improv Asylum. But anyway, they did a if you look it up, you'll find it. They did a great show. It was a 90-minute long show with a bunch of improv. They did some pre-scripted kind of stuff too, some skits. But it was almost empty, sadly, the whole place.
Wow.
It was in the old UCB theater.
It was on a Thursday night.
That's true, but the old UCB theater, Mark, on a Thursday night would have been much busier. And anyway, the reason I bring the story up is because there were, Mark, you and I were there, and we were the only males in the audience. There was also a large group of teenage young women that were there. And they were all about communism. I mean, they were just communism this, communism. They were still in school.
Wow.
You know, they were there for a birthday party or whatever. And, like, they just kept talking about communism. And they were just in love with the idea. So this is what young people are being taught today. They're being taught.
Or at the very least, that's what they're wanting to learn.
Well, I hope that they realize that these politicians that are, you know, preaching this socialism and what have are just gigantic parasites that are just using their inexperience and their, you know, lack of education to push their, you know, political views. Socialism does not work. I mean, it's been repeated throughout history over and over and over again, and it's been tried. Look, man, it doesn't work, man. It was a pamphlet. Communism started over a simple pamphlet that this guy wrote and handed out to the masses about this utopia and this perfect life and everybody's equal, and it's not about that. It's about people being on top, having all the power, and then the masses all being equal amongst one another while these powerful people lead over top of them.
Right, equal
and
poverty.
People need to...
It doesn't surprise me.
I mean, come on.
It doesn't surprise me that young people, you know, who are living at home with their parents, being told what to do, being given money, in many cases, for not doing anything. These girls rode there in the biggest limousine I have ever seen. It was some kind of stretch SUV limousine. So,
what
a surprise. Let's put together a central Soviet committee to hand out the money to the poor people.
And they were going to a private school and everything.
Right. So, it just doesn't surprise me that communism is alluring to people who have never had a real job when you get out there and you see that, sometimes other people don't work as hard as I do. This isn't going to work. Like, it just falls apart.
John, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And I hope he's right. I mean, I hope they do figure it out. you know, once they start getting into the world and actually observing and that sort of thing. But the way this is set up, this misinformation or misinformation or whatever about socialism out there, it's set up to where every time it's failed, its advocates can just simply brush it aside. Oh, well, Hugo Chavez. Right, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Oh, yeah, they are socialists, but they just didn't get it right. They messed it up. They should have done it X, Y, and Z way, the way that, you know, my teacher told me it should happen, or Bernie Sanders said that it should happen, you know, ignoring the fact that Bernie Sanders was praising Venezuela at one time.
Well, when they trot out examples, they trot out examples of places that have, you know, big social welfare safety nets, but they aren't socialist. Mm. They are... they're as capitalist as modern America is capitalist, if you want to use that term. I don't believe capitalist is a good term for that, but whatever. These are places that just have a social safety net. And with a social safety net, everybody agrees, some people kind of use it as a hammock. And it turns out the people that work the hardest like that the least. You know, it's pretty frustrating when you're out there, beating your head against the wall for 8, 10, 12 hours a day in order to work hard, and then, you know, a third of your paycheck is taken away so that other people can not do anything.
Let's talk to James in New Jersey, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, James. James? In New Jersey? Going once. James in New Jersey? Going twice. All right, well, thanks for trying. And if you didn't get in tonight, well, of course, you can always call us tomorrow night. And we will continue to watch the failure of socialism here on Free Talk Live. In fact, I saw a news article. It wasn't worth putting in prep tonight, but it was about people in Venezuela. Even Juan Guaido, the self-proclaimed other president of the country, he's saying he's had to take baths in buckets. Like, he can't shower, and sometimes the water apparently doesn't turn on, his claim.
Yeah, well, socialism doesn't work. Communism doesn't work.
Well,
these aren't the same things. Socialism should be defined as the state ownership of the means of production. At least that's how I was taught it. Now, some people will tell you that means community ownership of the means of production.
That's crap.
I'm not sure what that means and how the community got this means of production that they now own.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, if you think you own the waterworks in your town, go over there and see if you can tell them what to do.
Yeah, yeah, tell them to
add. You can even get access to it.
Tell them to add a little more fluoride or take a little away and see. You're just going to tweak that, just optimize that a little bit.
See if they'll let you in the front door.
Right, see if you can get on there without getting arrested.
Hey, I'm the owner of this facility.
No, you're not. You're just a serf that has to pay for it.
Hey, we're out of time tonight, but you can join us between now and tomorrow night. Well, we'll be back because we do this live all 7 nights a week. Well, mostly live, except for when we're at ForkFest, in which case we'll be recording it live. But that's the exception, not the rule.
We're doing it live.
Yep. We will. Tomorrow. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 71 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.